Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wichendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals, where we try to understand the interactions between state and non-state actors on the international stage. The question of the day, what is the difference between international and supranational institutions? Now, security and sovereignty are two closely tied issues. The global order presently is configured by the principles of Westphalian peace. These principles recognize borders as immutable demarcations of the reach of a state's authority and assert that the state has sovereignty over its domestic affairs. Westphalian peace was reached after the failure of religious factions to impose supranational institutions of the church on the disparate European polities. Henry Kissinger opines that the Westphalian understanding of state sovereignty was built on a pragmatic balance of power. One may also add to that the introduction of modern nationalism by the Bonapartist military strategies as a driving force for the formation of the modern nation state in general and the modern European nation state in particular. Although we have international institutions like the United Nations, the world does not have a supranational institution that can provide goods to meet the needs of nation states. That being said, the international system is not quite the full-throated self-help system that a pure realism theory posits. Rather, the world has expressions of both anarchy and collective coordination, cooperation, and collaboration. Now, parties to the United Nations agree to commit to the Westphalian principles of sovereignty that include non-interference and the respect of national borders. Humanitarian interventions have modified the Westphalian understanding. Today, international relations practitioners recognize the legitimacy of humanitarian interventions within the Westphalian dispensation. Serbia and Kosovo are two examples of beneficiaries of humanitarian intervention. The European Union is the most ambitious economic integration project in the world. Although it involves some supranational elements, the European Union allows for a degree of sovereignty among its member states. While France has no control over European monetary policy, for example, it may enact its own fiscal policy. While its domestic laws may not conflict with some European laws, France may create foreign policy and project its power abroad as it sees fit. In sum, supranational institutions sit above and govern nations, while international institutions do not have political powers that override the national will.